Hello, everyone. It's Pastor Patrick Hines here at Brittle Heights Presbyterian Church, and I wanted to do something a little unusual today. Marriage has been on my mind. I'm doing pre-marriage counseling for two couples right now, and it's always an exciting time, and it makes me think about marriage. And I just put together a list of sermons, messages, podcasts I've done over the years about marriage for them. And I just kind of took that list and thought, man, it took me a while to put that list together. I'll forward it to some other folks, and I think might find it useful, or know someone that might find those messages useful. So one thing that shows up in my feed a lot here in YouTube is recommended videos. And there was a recommended video of reactions to some of the heartstring things that Pixar movies do. Remember Toy Story and Toy Story 2, and what's the other one? Inside Out, about all the emotions inside that girl. And there's a bunch of other ones. All the Pixar movies, Monsters Inc. I like that one, with Sully and Boo, the little girl. The movie Up, however, is a movie I've seen most of the front part of it, but it's hard for me to actually watch an entire movie because there's always someone that needs me to take care of them, or someone's fussing in another room, or they get bored and walk off, and then I have to make sure they don't, burn the house down or whatever. So I've never actually seen the whole movie all the way through, but the opening scene is really quite touching, and it's really fascinating that it is so touching. It's fascinating that it's touching because, our culture in general doesn't seem to really value marriage. It doesn't seem to really value the kind of loyalty here that appeals to everyone. And watching this reaction video, there was a couple, a young couple. I don't know if they were married or not, and they were just a mess, both of them. Especially the girl was just crying and crying and crying watching this video. And I was thinking, there's something about loyalty, fierce loyalty through all the hardships of life and through all the difficulties, that really touches people. And the animators and the Pixar organization, and I don't know who all is involved in making these movies, but they understand something that our culture, at least on the face of it, doesn't seem to understand or care about. And that is, marriage is a blessed thing. There's a depth of friendship and transparency there, and there is a loyalty there that really, really captures the heart of everyone that sees this. You cannot watch this, what I'm going to show here in just a moment, you can't watch this and not be touched by it. You just can't. You can't, unless you have some kind of your heart is just so hardened or something. But most people, when they see something like this, will react with very strong emotion. So if you've seen this before, great. But I want to show this, and I want to make a few comments. This isn't going to be a very long video, but I was just thinking about this, especially thinking about all the marriage stuff and thinking about how blessed I am with my wife, and just how much I am thankful to God for Amy and what she's meant to me over the years, and how wonderful of a person she is, and how much she has helped me grow, and how much God has used her in my life to help me and to help all her children. I don't know anyone more deserving of praise than my dear wife, for everything that she is and everything that she does, with no complaining whatsoever, and just that she has a heart of gold. And I'm just so blessed with her. But okay, all right. So if you need a Kleenex, you might want to go get it. But let's wash. Let me turn the make sure the volume's okay. Here we go. This gets me because that house looks like the first house Amy and I bought. It does. Thank you. doesn't this illustrate so well what Genesis 2:18 says? It's not good for the man to be alone. Man needed not just a helper, he needed a friend, a companion. And that's what marriage is supposed to be all about. It's two people who are for each other. They are there for each other, and they are loyal to each other, and they do things together. They love nothing more than to just go somewhere to be together. Now, I'd love to go lay on a blanket and look at clouds with my wife. We used to do stuff like that, but it's harder when you have a bunch of kids. But Lord willing, maybe we'll be able to do things like that a little more often than we do now. That room looks just like the room that in that first little house that we bought, that Amy got all ready for Abigail when she was born. See, here you go. No matter what, you're going to go through some hard things. There will be parts of married life or having kids that are really going to break your heart, but that will be really hard. That you can't anticipate these yet. People who are married that see this, you know what I'm talking about. There are things that you go through that are very hard. But if you're loyal to one another and you work hard at your communication and you make sure that you build one another up, that you don't fight unfair when you have disagreements, and that you really do take seriously what you promise to do, which is to love that person no matter what, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, as long as you both shall live, no matter what, you're going to be loyal. You're going to love that person. You can get through even something like this. And you see, people, no matter how hard-hearted they might be, they can't help but look at this and say, you know what, he's genuinely concerned about her. Look, he is trying to help her through this grieving process of her being unable to have children. It's beautiful to see. And I don't care how anti-marriage and anti-family our culture is, the image of God that's buried deep within everyone looks at this and cannot help but be moved by it. Yep, that happens. You have big plans, you have big things you might want to go do, and then life happens, and then you can't do it. What does it really matter? As long as you have each other. That's what this illustrates. They have each other. They can get through anything as long as they have each other. Were it not for Amy, I would probably look like a buffoon most of the time I preached. She has corrected my wardrobe errors repeatedly. Patrick, you can't wear that jacket with those pants, or that shirt, or that tie with that jacket, or those pants, and that belt, and those socks, and those shoes. Very thankful that someone has some sense of what actually looks nice and what doesn't. But any sense of fashion I have at all comes not from me, but from my wife. It's all about. It's not about, you know, doing all the big stuff or the glitz and the glamour or fame or anything like that. It's how well did you love that woman that God asked you to love? When you're laying on your deathbed, that's going to be the main thing you think about, guys. I promise you. You'll not be thinking, well, did I do this thing with my gifts and my talents that God gave me? You'll be thinking and wondering, how well did I do loving that woman? How well did I do loving those kids? And wives and women who are married, you'll be thinking the same things. How well did you build up that man? And did you help him become the best man he could possibly be? There's something about loyalty like that, and there's something about how precious that relationship is, and that you just can't get away from. No matter how far afield a culture goes from it, it's still going to hit everyone that sees it right in the heart. And when you see elderly couples that have been married for, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and it's pretty amazing to think about what they've been through. You know, I'm blessed. You know, my parents have been married for, I think they just had this past June was their 57th wedding anniversary, 57 years. And yesterday was my dad's 78th birthday. My mom and dad have been loyal to each other, and my father always built up and adored my mom in front of me and my sister. My dad was very good and still is very good at loving my mom. And I saw that growing up. I saw that he just absolutely doted all over her and loved her. And my mother has loved my dad. And that really always had a deep impact upon me. In fact, I used to wonder if that was even possible, if I could ever actually be in a loving marriage like that. And, you know, God helped me to change in all the ways that I needed to be the right person. And being married is not about finding, you know, the perfect person. It's about being the right person. It's not about changing someone else. It's about you changing. It's about you becoming better. Sorry. That got me a little bit. I'll admit it. It's about being the right person. It's about being the right person. And loving someone in the way that they need to be loved. And that's the great joy of marriage. The great joy is you get good at loving that person. And there's no one in this world who knows my precious Amy better than I do. And there's no one that could ever love her in the way that I know how to. Because I've known her for more than half my life. And we've been married for 23 years. But I just wanted to play that little video and let people see it, because it's surprising that our culture, being what it is, with all of its attacks on marriage and family, and, you know, the traditional family being sort of mocked and made a joke out of by all this LGBT silliness and all the gay stuff and polyamory and suggestions of polygamy and all the rest of it. And yet, for some reason, these companies, these movie-making companies, I mean, it's about money. It's about money for them. They made this little introduction, and it really, really touches people. It really gets to the heart, because deep down, we long for that kind of loyalty. Deep down, we long for that kind of companionship. We long for a love that's that strong that there's no earthly trial that can break it. The world around us doesn't have a whole lot of that going on anymore. It just doesn't. But we who are married need to value the person that we're married to, and we need to do everything in our power to make sure that that is protected and that that's cherished. And I think about my life and my goals and, you know, all the things I'd like to accomplish before I die. The main thing, there's God. There's being a child of God and being a follower of Christ. That's the first priority always. In fact, marriage is not good when it's not the first priority. Following Christ and knowing Christ is the number one priority. After that, there's a lot of things that are important in my life. I have a lot of duties, a lot of things that really are very important. In the eyes of God, they're very important. Preaching the word, defending the church against falsehood, proclaiming the gospel, doing evangelism, discipling my children, and trying to shepherd the flock here as best I can without spreading myself too thin. But there's something in this world that is of a higher priority than all of that, except my relationship with God, and that is Amy, my wife. She's the most important thing in this world to me, and everything takes a backseat to her. Everything takes a backseat in terms of its priority. My work, my ambitions, my goals, projects I've got going on I'd like to do, even my own children. Amy's the most important. I'm called to love her as Jesus loved the church and gave himself up for her. That's the love I'm supposed to have for my wife, the very love that Christ had for his bride, the church. Our fathers called to love their kids, of course. To love their church, yes. But I love my wife above all of that. She's the priority, and my marriage is the priority. So walk closely with the Lord Jesus. Make sure you're a person who prays hard, who reads the Word of God constantly. And marriage is a huge blessing if both partners do that. If the husband and the wife both are close to the Lord, love the Lord, and find joy in each other. In changing in the ways that you need to change to make that person feel loved, marriage can be such a huge blessing. Such a wonderful part of your life, and something that I can say with every bit of honesty in my heart, there is nothing I would love to do more than to just go out somewhere and sit down at a table and drink coffee and talk to Amy. Nothing. To do the idea of like going and like taking a walk on the beach in the evening with Amy, that makes me more excited than anything else. Anything. Just being able to be with her and spend that time with her and look into those green eyes and see that smile. That's warmed my heart since I was 19 when I met her. Marriage is a blessing, and children are a blessing. But husbands, guys that are going to get married, make sure that she's always the priority, that her happiness is the priority. You know, one passage I always share with every couple I do pre-marriage counseling with is just one Bible verse. Deuteronomy 24, verse 5. Is a great text of scripture. It shows you how smart God is. Listen to this. One verse. When a man takes a new wife, he shall not go out with the army, nor be charged with any duty. He shall be free at home 1 year, and shall give happiness to his wife whom he has taken. Take a year off of everything. No army, no business, nothing. Take a year off and bring happiness to her. Take a year off and make her happy. That'd be great if that was possible. Maybe we need to figure out a way to make that. I mean, maybe we should have like a church budget line item. Get married, you can take a year off of everything. We'll cover it. We'll cover all everything for a whole year. Why does it say that? Why does the scripture say that? Because God's really smart. And he knows that the husband needs to be focused. Focused on her. Figure out, what does she need you to do around the house? What does she need you to do that you're actually good at doing and can do in a way that pleases her? Some things you may try to do and you're not very good at, or she won't like the way you do it. You got to figure that stuff out. You got to figure out how she needs you to show affection to her, physical affection to her that's not sexual. How do I need to do that to make her happy? What are all the things I need to do to make her happy? God knew, you need to take a whole year. This needs to be your devoted project for an entire year. And then you'll be set, foundation will be laid, and everything will be good. And then you can get on with life, and you'll be real good at loving her because you took a whole year off to make sure you were good at that. God's really smart when it comes to things like that. But anyway, just wanted to speak from the heart for a moment. There's the introduction to the movie Up. It gets me, you know, it really touches your heart. It really touches your heart. And no one can watch that without being affected by it. And that's why they did it the way they did. Because people know that there's something special about loyalty. There's something special about genuine concern for someone else. There's something special about living together through hardship and still smiling and still holding hands and still loving each other. That's what it's all about. I can't imagine doing what God wanted me to do with my life without Amy. I wouldn't be able to do it. I was a mess before I got married to her. She helped me scale back my intensity, if you can believe that. She's helped me in so many ways. I could never even list them all, and all the ways that God has used her to make me better. So there you go. There's the intro to Up. And those of you that are married, work on it. Love your spouse. Those of you that are getting married, remember what you saw in that video, and make sure that that's reflected in your life. And it will be if you walk closely with Christ together. Thank you for watching.